Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
I'd still be with ya.
Ain't that some?
Ain't that some?
Wish you were there. All right.
Forget you. All right, folks. Once a week, we come together with the opportunity to be mad at whoever you want.
Can get you there.
You can be anonymous. You can call up, curse out your family if you want. Whatever you want to do. Well, I guess you can't curse.
Don't curse. Don't curse.
No cursing. But outside of that, you're Gucci. This is your opportunity. We're coming together as a people, as a congregation, to get our bleeps off. Let's start in Sterling. Big G. Who you mad at,
Big G? What's happening, brother?
Hey, what's happening, B-Mix? What's happening, Cindy? Hey, I am really pissed at the NFL Hall of Fame Committee. What is going on with players from our team that they don't want to put them in the Hall of Fame? I'm not even talking about B-Mix. I'm talking about the Hog. Come on, man. What is going on with them?
Well said, Big G. You're correct. Man. Jacoby should be in. B should be in. London should be in.
Just finished having that conversation outside.
It is. I think there are some external factors involved. I think there is some residual BS from the Dan days. The structure of the Hall of Fame voting is pretty interesting. I would say and
flawed.
Flawed, I think, is a fair word. And the organization has no control over that. But in general, you're absolutely right, Big G. Good call. Good way to kick things off. Let's go to Scotty. I believe this is Wild Card Scotty online.
Really?
Wild Card, who you got at? You're always a happy-go-lucky fella.
You got it twisted. I'm always angry. I'm mad at the world.
Why are you mad at the world?
I'm not mad at the world. I got a lot of bleep used though. So we got another. We got an interesting part to the mad dog pooper. This woman, listen. This just happened about 8 minutes ago. Told you that they hadn't gone in the yard. You know, I mean, I got cameras everywhere, so I know they hadn't. I just happened to be home, look out the corner, look out the window. Sure enough, I see her with her dog, right? So, you know, I didn't say nothing. I'm heading out, drive by her house. They got be courteous, be polite, no poop and no pee signs in their yard. I'm about to blow a gasket. Listen, I want to knock on this woman's door right now and give her the business. This woman got signs in her yard, and she just let her dog go to the bathroom in my yard. Not to mention all the Penn State nonsense that's going on. I'm mad at the world. Why are you mad?
So, know what you do? You go get a no poop sign, put right at
already
that gate that you
way.
Say go straight.
I'm already
that go
on
straight.
The way.
Okay, you put that in your yard, and the next time she do it, call me off. Hit me off at offline. I got a way you can take care of that.
Where are they?
I got a
they're not pooping
me too, so I'm putting a fence up anyway. But it's just, man. It's like I think she's doing this to spite me, man. For real.
Do you have a dog, Scotty?
No.
I think you should go poop in her yard.
I mean, 20 years Scotty ago,
poop?
I definitely would have.
That's a good idea.
Listen, man, that's how you got to send a message. Enough is enough.
Hey, be careful with that one, Scotty. JP going to get you arrested.
Who the hell is going to coach Penn State, Scotty? You were telling me it was Heartline. It was a done deal. You're full of it.
I, I think Sexton's truly blackballing all candidates. At this point in time, Matt Campbell, maybe. And he's
Matt Campbell, a fine coach.
Iowa State's coach. But here, would you want to coach Penn State right now? I mean, would you honestly want to – I mean, it's a big-time job regardless of everything else. But who would want to coach there now? I mean, who would? Who would?
Some people don't have to put up with the BS. I mean, certain level people may not want to go
because
they know they got to put up with BS. But
right,
straight cash, homie, make everybody deal with anything.
Sell
cash,
some more ice cream. Pay the man. All right, Scotty. Appreciate your brand of crazy, buddy.
All right, bro.
See you, man.
I think your brand of crazy is worse because you believe Scotty about that who they had coached.
That was on me. Left hand up.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Who you mad at? It's my understanding Jim in the Navy Yard is mad at somebody. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, I'm mad at the person that ran into my car when I was parked in a parking lot, in a parking spot.
Damn, when?
That was like a week ago. And then also ran out, saw that my car was damaged, ran back to her car, and drove away.
Where?
Wait. Who ran out and saw that your car was damaged?
The other driver.
The other driver hit your car.
Yes.
Saw that your car was damaged, got back in our car, and just drove off.
That's what happened.
Do you have any license plate numbers?
I sure do. Got a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? I hope she listened. He got your ass. Because, like, you know what you do? Take it to the police department, and they can drive right on up to her house. All they got to do is look at the license plate. They know exactly what she were. And go check it before she get a car fixed.
Mm-hmm. One finger salute to her.
What do? You call the cops?
Yeah. I mean, I called the cops. They sent somebody out. They were able to track the person down because it turns out license plates are easy to you can find the person.
Oh yeah, they can track you there.
What parking lot was this in?
It was in McLean. It was at
Sheetz.
No, not the Sheetz.
Sadly, there's no Sheetz in McLean. I wish there was.
Walgreens.
I went to Sheetz in Sterling today. Everybody had their shoes on. Shout out to Sheetz. Well, Lanville, I'm sorry that happened. That sucks, dude.
They have taquitos at Sheetz if you're ever there, though. You should get some of them.
Taquitos.
All right. Yeah, maybe I'll check that out. I'm guessing. Oh, boy. We got them both.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
We got Jarrah
and Charlie.
Charlie, let's go, baby.
Who do we want to let in the squared circle
first? Man. Go with it. Whoever called first.
Jarrah called first. We'll go to line four, an NFL owner. Hello, Jarrah. How do you do? Big game tonight.
That it certainly is, Finley. First of all, let me just echo what G said. Brian, you without a doubt belong in the Hall of Fame. And not only that, but the privilege and the opportunity to meet you a couple of times, you're a Hall of Fame person. And I love you to death. The reason I'm saying this might be the last time old Jarrah calls. So let me just get to what I have to get. And by the way, Finley, you too. It's been good listening to you grow up on the radio.
Thanks.
But let me get to a couple of weeks ago when Mr. Jupiter, whatever the hell he calls himself, got on air and said that he interviewed five flies. Now, I can't even picture this in my head. Five flies he's interviewing. That's the worst and damnedest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. But, I mean, I've heard of a Venus flytrap. I guess you're the Jupiter fly attractor. Who knows? But I can say this. Brian Mitchell one time issued a public service announcement about hygiene. And he said, wash your ass. Well, son, you need to wash your ass. If you're sitting around talking to five flies, there's something tragically wrong with the way you carry yourself. Second of all, it's the way you talk. Mr. Jupiter, you call anyone, I think you're an undercover brother. I'm just saying. So I think what would be great for you, my friend, is to get a hold of that dumbass that's sitting on the phone on waiting. Dumb bastard, commando drunko. Because his ass will feel left out. And I think the three of you all ought to head up there for Christmas and frolic around on that mountain and fight like hell to get under the mistletoe together. And I'll end it with this. Assume your position, Mr. Jupiter, and kiss old Jarrah's ass. Because I believe now You talk about Bama's. You're a punk-ass Bama. Bama.
Wow. Now, y'all going to Jupe's neck.
Everybody else, Happy New Year.
Take care, Jera.
Wow. Wow.
Who should we let respond first? Jupe and Charlie are on the line.
Who called first?
I got to go with Jupe. He called him a punk-ass Bama.
All right. Jupe, you're up, dude.
Hey, it's very funny how Jared keeps talking about on that Diddy stuff, Jared. Hey, listen, I see I got you in your fields again. It's all good, my guy. I know you said this is the last time you call. You old, you up there in age. You know, you got to go change your depends and, you know, check into the old folks' home. Make sure you're drinking your warm bottle of milk because you need to make sure your bones are healthy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, keep it up, Jared. You know, all respect and love to you, my guy. Let's just keep this thing rolling. All right, fellas.
All right, brother.
See you, Jupe. And now to complete the trifecta of hate.
Charlie,
how do you do?
Trifecta of hate. I love it, JP. Now, I'm going to disappoint you because I know you guys want good radio. You want the juicy stuff. I'm not going to get on Jera. Jera's what we used to call Southeast called a self-check when we were playing basketball. Don't worry about him. He's a self-check. Okay, that's all bad I got to say about Jera. I'm in a conciliatory mood, but I do have a major, major bleep you to the people, and I'm not going to say any names because I know you don't want me to people responsible for getting the World Cup draw at Kennedy Center. And I'm also giving a major bleep you to the group that's going to be singing with them. You know, the group that, you know who I'm talking about.
You're mad at the Village People?
Village People, yeah. And I'm also going to give a minor bleep out to the celebrities I just heard on TV a little while ago, the big sports guys who are going to be there, too. They're going to make this into a big, glitchy thing like you guys said this morning. But the main thing is the people responsible for getting it at the Kennedy Center. That's just another thing in the long line. Thanks, gentlemen.
Hi, brother.
I did not have Charlie being mad at the Village People on my bingo card today. But here we are. Tailgate Ted is on the line, perhaps to restore some level of sanity to the program. Hello, Ted. How do you do?
I'm good, boys. How y'all doing?
We're good, brother. What's happening?
We're in crazy land.
Tailgate, you are. Big G took mine, right? I'm seriously pissed at the Pro Football Hall of Fame for screwing over Big Jake. But since I had to come up with something off the cuff, I got a gift card that is pretty up there, and I want to use it to buy something. And apparently you can't use gift cards to buy things online. You have to use them in person on different websites because there's no address tied to the gift card. What's the point of getting a gift card? It's like cash. It's guaranteed money for these places, but they won't take it. I bleep all those websites that won't.
But don't you have to get the thing shipped somewhere? Don't you put your address in it to get it shipped to you, right?
Yeah, usually there's like a code, Ted. Usually you like put the code in.
It still won't take it. It still won't take it because there is no actual address for the gift card number, even though it's a Visa debit card and you're getting it shipped to your house. Certain websites won't let you use it. So you've got to go in person and buy it. And
wow.
I don't feel like doing that. So
that's crazy. Damn, that sucks. I'd be mad about that, too. That's annoying. Sorry, man.
Guaranteed money for them.
Yeah, maybe they, you know what they probably like even better? Is just charging for the gift card and never never redeeming it.
Redeem it, yep.
Sorry about that, Ted. Happy holidays, brother.
All right, brother.
You too, boys.
Shout out to Tailgate Ted. We threw this party in Madrid where Mitch and I really did nothing to set it up. Tailgate Ted did a lot of work, so we appreciate you, Ted.
Yeah. Just know, Ted, you're dealing with those two. That's how it's going to be.
Yeah, that's par for the course. Crank is in D.C. What's up, Crank?
Fellas, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Crank?
Hey, no, I can't call. Hey, B-Mitch, good seeing you the other day, too, man. Hey, look, real quick, this is mine, man. Hey, I know y'all know Will. I think you know JP. I coach for Maplewood, right? So
hell, Maplewood.
We get to the national championship. I got the eighth graders, right? I coach defense. Nobody scores on us all year. Only I think two teams scored on us the whole year. So we play one of the teams that scored us in the championship. First two plays, the first two drives of the game, they score. I don't know what my corner was doing, but he got burnt. He got beat twice this week in the backfield. I have no idea what he was doing. Okay, so it's 14-0. We finally score. We go down there, we score. We should go into halftime 14-7. Now, and I don't know how they do it in the league, be missed, but when the white hat pumps his, like, you know, back in the day they used to raise the roof. When the white hat pumps his arm up, that means it goes to halftime. We got the film and all that. The clock go to 0-0-0. We walking up the field. The referee say, put one more second on the clock. They on, like, the three-yard line. So we get a little goal line thing. They end up scoring right before halftime. So we go down 21. I mean, I can't remember. We go down 7. 3 touchdowns to 1 touchdown. I forgot that they went for 2. I can't remember how it worked out. But they was up. Long story short, we end up coming back. We lose by 2 points. If they would have not put that extra second on the clock, maybe we would have had a national championship, JP. So bleep you
they
to that white
y'all,
hat referee in this whole day. Huh?
Bleep them.
Yeah, they cheated bleep y'all. Them, Hail Maplewood.
Hail Maplewood, yeah. Brother. That sucks. Sorry about that, dude.
I've gone to Little League stuff, and the adults completely screw up Little League sports. I'm talking about the referees.
Parents.
The damn referee association, the parents, and the coaches. They all screw it up. The kids are there to handle their business. Everybody else completely put their adult mindsets in it and screw everything up.
Screw them. Bleep them. All right. We got options, B. Let's do this. Commander Tequila, how do you do, sir? Who are you mad at?
Oh, I'm mad at two things. I'm mad at the weather here in North Dakota. It's freaking negative 35 degrees out here with the wind.
Why are you in North Dakota? I thought you moved to California.
I was in California. I got this job offer out here in September, so I'm here building another tunnel.
It's negative 35 degrees?
Yeah, with the wind chill blowing, it is.
I have no intention on ever going to North Dakota.
I've been to South Dakota,
I
believe.
No reason to want to go there.
I won't be back. I'm sorry about that, Commander. That's cold, dog.
It is. I'm like 30 minutes from Minnesota Vikings Stadium, so I might go there. But
all right, if you go to the game this weekend, will you paint your face like the Joker in Batman?
Oh, hell yeah, I'll do that. That's not a problem at all. I'm
getting
Mitch a hug too.
Yeah, Mitch definitely wants a hug when you're face painted. I am not sure how the people of Minnesota would react to you in your face paint. So I would love to see that. You have my full support on that.
All right. And my second bleep for you is to Gerald, because he's out there in the mountains with his adult diapers, retiring, you know, out in the woods. So he might just be needing another pair of diapers. So I just needed some Christmas gift. You know, I don't know if he's a size small, medium, or large. On diapers.
We're trying to find
diapers.
That out.
I think JP might know that.
No, I told him.
All right.
Good luck in the cold, Commandante.
All right,
we're thinking of you.
Be cool, brother.
Let's go. Right, this has been a particularly wild bleep you segment. Our guy Matt Stafford is on the line. Big game this weekend, Matt. Hey. Who you mad at?
Hey, Jarrah, you got to come back, man. Commander Tequila, bleep you sounded too sober. I wanted to say back to Spain. Chris Rodriguez has 89 yards. He's averaging 5.7 yards per carry. Was ever decision to go away from him there, bleep you, you know who you are. And then we're all familiar with two-lane highways, the stop flow guy with the sign. If I wave to you, you got to at least nod your head. It's part of the job. So bleep you, choke on that.
Bang.
All right.
All right, Matt. Appreciate you, bud. A lot of angry people, Brian.
Hey, man. Things happen, dog.
Landfill got his bleep you off a little earlier. Jeff or White Brian, anything to get off your chest, fellas?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Now, Brian Abbott, Auburn played great in basketball last night.
I thought Jeffrey might have one, but I'm not so sure anymore. I continue to be frustrated, Brian. If I get an email, I'm just going to use them as an example. I love the Washington Post. It's the newspaper of record for my life. I am a digital subscriber to the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Once a day, I think, hell, maybe more than that, they send me emails with stories.
And then you can't get to them.
If I click on the story on my phone,
you have to buy it.
And it's like, oh, you got to log in. Go directly from the email to the app that is installed on my phone that I'm logged in on.
There you go. Same thing happened with me.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah, but they really want you to log in, or they try to get you to sign up again. To hell with that.
Dude,
I'm not doing it.
It's not like there's a number. Like, I'm a Marriott guy. They send me emails. Like, they saw I was looking for hotels in Minnesota, and then I didn't finish it, right? So then they sent me an email like, yo, here's 4 hotels in Minnesota. I click on it, and it doesn't just go to the app that has all my information.
Uh-huh.
I am not, Brian, this may surprise you, I am not a computer programmer by trade. I don't know the steps that would be required within the literal computer code, the binary zeros and ones. I don't know what would be required to go from the email to the app, but I sure as hell know it's possible. We got AI. They landed on the moon 70 years ago, 40, 50 years ago, whenever that was. If you could land on the moon in 1960, you could sure as hell get an email to go directly to the app in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Let's tighten this up, people.
Yeah.
Let's tighten this up.
Get it right.
Thank you.
Get it right. Get it tight.
You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn on the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part, the Rood systems are whisper quiet. You don't get those noisy interruptions in the middle of the night. No clanging around in your ducts. Nobody wants clanging around in your ducts. Rood's got the variable speed compressor that ensures precise temperature and humidity control, which gives you comfort and performance perfectly balanced. Here's what's most important, though. With a new Rood system, you could qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more about that.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.